This week marked the 65th anniversary of the dropping of the atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki 3 days later. If you're looking for a way to mark the event, reporter Karen Michel has a suggestion for you, a visit to the Museum of Nuclear History and Science in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where you can have your picture taken with a fat man and a little boy.
Tiffany Verby and Andrew Starnes, an aficionado of all things atomic, were driving between New Orleans and Phoenix when an alert on his cell phone told him something nuclear was nearby.
So, you mind my asking you why you wanted your picture taken there?
With Fat Man? Because it's a big bomb. I've always been intrigued by the nuclear bombs, and it's cool to see the actual size of that. It's really not that big, but then when you see the destruction it made, pretty impressive that we can do that.
Those aren't the real bombs, of course. They disintegrated along with thousands of people. These are extra copies, if you will, and museum director Jim Walters says they are popular spots for photo ops. On a lectern a few feet away, there's a journal for visitors to leave their impressions.
Well, it says that it's true we can't rewrite history, and we can't fully understand years later, but I still feel it wasn't the best idea. And here's one that says, I was 4 years old on 12/7/1941. We did not start it. We had to finish it. Truman made the correct decision. One of the neat things about this exhibition and this whole context of this part of this museum is that those are not completely resolved in people's minds. And so people are still drawing their own conclusions about it. And perhaps when they visit the museum, it will help them a little bit to determine how they feel.
Docents circulate around the museum. John Anderson is one of them. As another docent put it, Anderson's fingers are all over the place.
I have the unusual pleasure of seeing many things I've done in life now being presented to the public. I worked at Sandia National Laboratories in various different capacities for 52 years. My life became very involved with the design and development and fielding, if you will, of many of the things we have on display here.
For all the weaponry and hard science on display, there's a sense of humor, too.
An atom bomb heart you're carrying around with just one ambition to conquer men of the town.
The National Museum of Nuclear History and Science infuses lots of pop cultural references. You can watch Cold War TV shows and hear music like this song, telling kids how to protect themselves in case of a nuclear attack.
There was a turtle by the name of Bert, and Bert the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He'd duck and cover.
If you want to know how the radiation that's already around us has affected you, check out the Geiger counter that goes bonkers when exposed to orange Fiesta ware or to the mantle in a Coleman camp lantern. Or better yet, take the radiation test.
Industry, our homes, our tools and appliances, and even our food combine to expose each of us to radiation as we live. This dosage estimator determines how much radiation you may receive yearly based on your lifestyle.
I came out fine, just. There is, of course, a gift shop selling Fat Man and Little Boy earrings, and there's an enormous outdoor space with airplanes and rockets and all manner of things that either go boom or help something go boom, like a B-29, the same kind of plane as the Enola Gay, the aircraft that dropped Little Boy on Hiroshima 65 years ago.
This is a bomb bay.
Docent Olin Thompson heads toward the cramped quarters in the belly of that beast.
You see that little passageway? That's where people that needed to move from their tail to the front in flight would have to go through, around the bombs, and come through this.
That's like barely, 2 feet wide, maybe?
It took a small, agile person. And I asked, why would they want to come forward during flight? Because the only head on the plane was up front.
If it were me, I'd hold it in. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michel.